Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Ad Astra, directed by James Gray, and also written by James Gray and Ethan Ross, stars Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, and Ruth Negga, kind of. The synopsis is, astronaut Roy McBride undertakes a mission across an unforgiving solar system to uncover the truth. The movie starts off with Brad Pitt. He's an astronaut. He's on, I guess, like a space, space ladder, space station.
It's an antenna.
There's fragments that starts to destroy the antenna. He free falls from space into the Earth, which don't think that works that way. But okay, when he lands, he's in the hospital, and then he's brought upon some of the leadership, I guess, for the Space Command. I don't know, Air Force Space Command, doesn't matter. They're asking him about what happened, and then they start talking about all these cosmic rays or this pulse that might have been responsible for destroying the space station antenna. They see a pattern inside of it, and then they believe that his father, who was played by Tommy Lee Jones, who was also an astronaut, he disappeared in space, that he might still be alive. They try to send him on a mission, try to figure out if he's still alive. And Keith, what did you think of Ad Astra?
A waste of my time. It was a movie that basically promised a lot of things, and it delivered on little of anything. The acting, I don't have a problem with the acting in it. I have a problem with the overall story that was being told. And with something like this, when you're trying to do something this introspective like this, you need to have a story and the dialogue to back it up. And it just wasn't enough storyline being told in this with little payoff. There was no payoff at the end. Gravity was a movie with what? How many people were actor jobs?
Maybe about six or seven. Because there was people at the beginning, and then it was really just two people at that. And one person was just a figment of somebody's imagination.
Yeah, one was a force ghost. So you had that, and then you had Brad Pitt. There's a lot of introspective monologue basically going on about what he is.
And flashbacks.
But there was not enough told. And I'm trying to put my finger on what went wrong in it. Finger is kind of looking at how it was edited, how it was all put together.
Yeah.
At the end, there was not enough story being told through that for those introspections to really continue to tell the story. There was something there, but it just wasn't executed properly. And it wasn't put together properly. I had some problems with some of the science behind it. They were trying to be super scientific and everything. It takes 3 months to get from Earth to the Mars, which is interesting. But basically, they were under thrust for that entire time. So if they were under thrust in the spaceship for that entire trip to Mars or to the outer solar system, why were they in zero G?
Just to explain a couple of things, this takes place a little bit further in the future, obviously. The whole thing about Tommy Lee Jones' character is that he was sent on a deep space mission, and he disappeared around Neptune. At the point that Brad Pitt might have been 16, he is now 30, 40-something, at least according to the movie. Again, he's looking for his father, but go ahead.
The big thing was that Tommy Lee Jones' character, the reason for the events that sparked it all off was that the spaceship, the Lima, that was out there that Tommy Lee Jones' character was using to find extraterrestrial life had an antimatter engine or technology to get out that far. Apparently, the pulse was an antimatter pulses that would gain an intensity as the further out it got. So these intense surges would cause electromagnetic disturbances throughout the planet. And that's why Brad Pitt was on his way to Mars in order to kind of invoke an emotional response to his father to get his father to, hey, stop, we're coming for you, get in contact with his father. It turns out it was something completely different. His father went off the deep end, whatever. It was.
Well, you also forgot the ham-fisted plot of there's a conspiracy going on Space Command and Tommy Lee Jones's character, and then Brad Pitt somehow wrapped up in the conspiracy. And then the point that he meets Ruth Negga, who is basically in charge of this outpost on Mars, or at least responsible for some aspects of it, that she sneaks him off of the base so he can sneak onto a ship.
Oh, no, it gets even better after that.
Well, this stuff happened with my family. Your father killed my family. So let me help you go find him. I'm like, huh?
And stop him. Like, what was the point of that? And then the other side to that whole thing was that when he does sneak on board the ship, he ends up killing everybody on it. I'm just like, what the heck is space going on pistols. Here? Let's not even talk about on their way to Mars, the where the captain of the ship monkey. Is killed by a fucking space monkey. A fucking monkey kills this man.
Basically.
All the ways to die in space, the most hostile environment that is ever to be. There is no more hostile environment than outer space. There is nothing conducive to life. It's got nothing out there for life for humans. You get killed by a goddamn monkey while you're in a spacesuit. You couldn't hit the little bastard. Apparently this monkey fucked him up. Come on now. You got it by reach. It's got no leverage. It's half your size and half your weight. Come on, man. Come on. Dumbass.
I was kind of on board with that movie when they got that first ship, when he was on his way to Mars, and then that happened. I'm like, that was stupid. When he makes it to the Mars outpost, I'm like, logic dictates that somehow you're able just to sneak off of a
dude. He was swimming in an underground lake on Mars,
And then I also forgot about them going to the moon, and then there's moon pirates or something. Yeah. Like, this is
no, it was Mad Max on Fury Road on the moon, so they're all gunning it to the moon, take their rover. By smashing up the rover. And then...
How did they not know there was people ready to steal stuff on the moon?
Well, here's the other thing. We can see a damn flag that's been planted on the moon from the 1960s. You mean to tell me you can't track some goddamn Land Rovers like that you don't own coming around and you can't fire a cruise missile at those sons of bitches? Come on, man. Come on. No. That's some straight bullshit. And they on there with some guns. We're under fire. Brad Pitt's amazing because his heartbeat doesn't go over 85.
It's like, he's calm under pressure, and then the moment that he has his hiccup where he's trying to reach out to his father emotionally, shut it down, you're compromised. Huh? You asked me to be here, fools.
Not only that, they got people taking drugs, mood stabilizers to manage their emotions. So, I mean, basically, they're trying to turn people into Vulcans. So I'm like, okay, that can make some sense. People have removed the emotional responses that can cause mistakes. Cool. Okay, I can understand that. But they're just going through these stupid psych evaluations every 20 seconds. Give me a break. This is a
say, I am calm. I'm happy. I have done exercise.
Oh, my God. So it just got dumber and dumber. And then the payoff at the end, the ending, it climaxes with his launching himself
through an asteroid field.
I thought that blue light was the aliens. I'm like, wait, they were actually aliens. And then it turns out it's this janky spaceship. Dude, for real.
And I'm not sure about the logic behind that. I'm like, how did he get there? To get to the ship. I mean, he basically rips the door off of
the panel and
flies through, like he's shoulder charging with a shield through space debris.
And it don't even work that way.
Space rocks to his ship.
He basically eyeballed it. He eyeballed it and he launched himself at it.
All right. So again, the whole thing is contingent upon him actually finding his father. And it turns out that, as Keith mentioned, Tommy Lee Jones just went insane that because you're in space so long, and you're kind of isolated, you go insane. And then Tommy Lee Jones sacrifices himself because he's just like, I don't want to go back to Earth. I'm just so sad. I just want to die. Flies off into space.
And he couldn't find another way to do that shit, to kill himself? Son, I'm not going back. This bullshit. I don't want to go back. I want to stay here forever.
Save my work, though. Like, don't worry about that.
So instead, he endangers the son by just launching himself off of that. You're like, dude, I mean, I'd have looked him right in the thigh, but like, you know what? Fuck you, Tommy Lee Jones. Cut that strap. Or I'd have reeled his ass in and pulled his air out, let him suffocate to death. Fuck you. How about that? Live long and prosper, motherfucker.
And
he floats around for the dead.
And again, the whole thing is just that there was supposed to be a mission for intelligent life. They don't find any. There's nothing out in space.
Nothing out there.
Nothing. So all these millions of planets or stars, solar systems.
Billions of billions of planets, trillions.
The only intelligent life is Earth. Tommy Lee Jones just goes crazy about that.
He couldn't take some philosophy behind it. They could have gone like several routes. It could have been like, hey, maybe we're actually the first. Let's leave something behind for others. Could have been something clever. Or it could have been like, hey, maybe
that's the Star Trek
route. They could have taken something with it. But instead, it comes back to you. Look at all the worlds he found. So clear. This is his legacy. I just want to punch
you
in the face.
And more internal monologue. Now you see why I don't like Interstellar.
Interstellar had a better payoff, though.
Yeah, correct. But this is like the reason why I don't like it. Interstellar had the robot, and it also did have some logic about time and how time happens in space, that you might age differently in space than somebody that's on Earth or somebody that's on another planet.
No, the aging thing was because of the black hole.
I don't care. But
all right, I'm just saying. All right, here's my thing, and this is my last point of the whole thing. Gravity at least tried its hardest.
Yeah, and it's gravity is an action movie.
Scientifically accurate.
It's an action movie in space.
You know, Interstellar tried to be as accurate as it could be without
which is an action drama.
This movie is the same movie that World War Z could have been.
Yeah.
Had not somebody stepped up and said, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Stop. Redo this. Reshoot these scenes. Redo this. This movie's stupid.
And stop with the monologues and the flashback. You know I don't like flashbacks.
It was basically no one was on hand to tell Brad Pitt and the rest and be like, yo, story doesn't make much sense. 30, 40 years from now, they might say marvel at Brad Pitt's acting in the movie.
No.
And the directing. No. I'm just saying, you never know.
Monotone Brad Pitt. No.
Clearly, this was a no-go. I want to say it's a no-show. It didn't deliver any of the payoffs I expected.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing.
Highly disappointing. Now, I'm a Brad Pitt fan, so it's not going to make me stop watching his stuff, but I hope he listens to other people. Let me backtrack. This guy who directed this movie.
James Gray. He did Lost City of Z, which wasn't that bad.
But it sounds like the same type of bullshit that was going on here. Some introspective shit about men. You know, I don't know who fucked up in this movie, but they need to stop fucking up. Right.
I think it was James Gray.
Don't put any more shit like this out.
All right, so Keith, what score would you give Ad Astra? Which I don't even understand the point of the name, but Dad name. Astronaut? I don't know.
I'm going to say this. I have absolutely zero intention of ever watching this movie again. So that drops it down to a 6. The acting was fine, so that at least saves a point. Ruth Negga's character and the fact those characters were kind of placed in certain areas and aspects, that loses a point as well. I'm going to say this is a 3, but I'm going to drop it a full point because of those stupid fucking monkeys. Who the fuck dies in space from a fucking monkey? Who does that?
Space monkey.
How does that
crazy.
Even happen? How do you get strangled with a goddamn plastic bag over your head in space? There are a lot more cooler ways to die. There was no point for any of that shit. The movie fucking sucked. It was terrible. I'm going to give this movie a 2. And that's only because Brad Pitt was a good actor and monotonely, it was not the best way. It was a good attempt to give him a point for making to attempting to do something different. It failed. Like, not after Gravity and all that stuff and Interstellar. I'm sorry. 2 points.
All right. I'm going to give this a 3. I didn't know what to expect from it. And what I got was things I don't like in movies, which are flashbacks and monologues. And there's monologues throughout the whole movie. There's flashbacks about Tommy Lee Jones. There's flashbacks about Brad Pitt and his wife. There's flashbacks about Brad Pitt and his mom. Flashbacks about Brad Pitt in space. Throughout the whole entire movie. If you can't tell the narrative in a straightforward fashion, there's a problem with the movie. And this one, again, I don't like Interstellar. But Interstellar is better than this movie because Interstellar did make sense. And it's like somebody saw Interstellar and said, you know, I could probably put a spin on that. Make it so that my dad gets lost in the jungle. Essentially, and we go to find him, which was the whole point of Lost City of Z, which was also James Gray.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And trying to find a city of gold, the Lost City of Z. Brad Pitt wasn't very good. Tommy Lee Jones is even worse because he's just playing grumpy.
Yeah, he's just phoning it in now, man. He just doesn't even care, give a shit anymore. He'll never win another.
Maybe he might have seemed okay in a audio log or video log flashback. Then you got the stupid conspiracy theory. That, Space Command is hiding this from you, Brad Pitt. You didn't know what really happened.
I didn't know Army all of a sudden got you into space. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what the fuck? Dude's in the Army.
But they make the whole process, this hidden process. We have to hide you on this passenger ship first.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. Like, I mean, what
and the
fuck,
get you
man?
To the moon with moon pirates. You have to get onto the ship so you can make it to Mars. And then that one ship... when they make it to Mars, it's supposed to take him into further deeper space. They're going to cancel the launch. Captain's like, should I cancel the launch? Please cancel the launch. They still take off anyway. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Oh, there's only one point we missed. What the fuck happened to Kimberly Elise's career? That she has a non-speaking role.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyler Perry movies, man.
I said that's what happens when you do a Tyler Perry movie. You end up like that.
Ad Astra, everyone. Beast Game Podcast.
That's it. I'm done.